One of the supports for continuity especially in the in-between times, in between the formal sitting, the formal walking times, is a curiosity, having a curiosity about what are the conditions in which mindfulness gets lost. So you may notice different ways this happens. You might notice it happens with particular activities or things that you're doing, like your work meditation, or maybe taking a shower, or something that you just begin to recognize, oh, these areas feel like little, you know, gaps in the mindfulness. And noticing those, when we notice conditions where mindfulness gets lost, then as we're heading into, in particular with activities, as we're heading into that activity, we can kind of maybe add a little bit of interest, some curiosity about, well, what happens here? You know, what is it that the mind gets hooked to? What is it that is being missed? Because something is not being seen in that shift from mindfulness to non-mindfulness. Some thing has arisen that has not been consciously noticed. And so rather than having the idea of holding on to the mindfulness while going into that activity, think about, you can think about just adding some interest to, well, okay, let's just take the mind into this with a little more curiosity. What happens when I go into my room? What happens when I step into that shower? When does the mindfulness actually get lost in there? Maybe it starts, maybe, you know, the stepping into the shower, and then suddenly a minute later it's like, wow, here I am back. What happened? So if you're kind of consciously trying to prompt the mindfulness there, stay aware, stay aware, stay aware, stay aware, you won't get to see what it is, those things that hook the mind. And so I really want to encourage this kind of willingness in a way to let mindfulness slip, but see if you can be curious about how does it slip? What happens? What are the conditions? What does the mind do there? And so if you know these particular areas of the day, things that you do, as you're heading there, you may recognize or remember, okay, I'm heading to my yogi job. I'm heading to my work meditation. I've habitually gotten lost there. Let's see if we can be curious about what happens. So it's like adding that interest to the mix there. We also might habitually get lost in some particular moods or mind states. We all have our own sticky mind states that tend to catch us. But again, there's something that happens in there where there's a slip. And so, you know, if you notice that you tend to get lost with boredom, or you tend to get lost with delight, what happens? So you may be aware, kind of as the mind is shifting into that, and have some kind of sense of, oh yeah, here's some boredom. Recognizing that the mind has gotten lost in boredom in the past, maybe there can be a little interest. What happens here? What does the mind actually do? It's not always a slip into, or a slip pulled by, greed, aversion, or delusion. It can be the mind kind of letting go, releasing, settling a little more, and that the subtlety or the shift of mind state is pleasant, perhaps. Maybe it's got a quality of pleasantness, and the mind just gets hooks to that pleasantness and kind of gets lost in that, rather than being able to stay with it. And so the interest of what happens, and with these kind of shift of mind states, we can have views, ideas, beliefs that certain mind states are inherently non-mindful. Spaciness, for instance. We might think, there's no way to be mindful while I'm spacey. Well, spaciness is just a mind state. It tends to be one in which we habitually are not mindful, but it is not necessarily non-mindful. And so as the mind begins to shift into these other kinds of states, they tend to be the broader, more diffuse kind of states. The habit of non-mindfulness can take over there. But adding some interest to the mix, you might begin to recognize, oh, what's actually going on here is the mind is kind of dropping and spreading. There can be an awareness of that dropping and spreading. And then the mind is in a new place, a new state, and aware of it. And so that kind of curiosity about where mindfulness slips is a great support for continuity. And then one kind of maybe corrective around a view we can have around continuity. You know, speaking about it in this way of, you know, the cultivation of the stability of mindfulness is where the power of the mindfulness and wisdom can bear fruit. Kind of makes it seem like we have to work for a long time to get that continuity built up, and it's got to be a long, like, stretch of continuity. I've got to be mindful for at least an hour before anything would be able to be really seen. And that certainly is powerful when that happens. Very powerful when the mindfulness becomes easeful and just able to just sustain itself for long stretches of time. And yet there are also experiences or moments where the more we begin to recognize mindfulness as it returns, as it just comes back naturally, we kind of land sometimes in a little, like, tiny little burst of continuity, even in returning from the mind being wandering, or in the midst of a daily activity, doing yogi job, cutting the vegetables, or wiping down the counter. In a moment, the mindfulness returning, that kind of that familiarity we have with the mindfulness returning, those moments can actually have, like, even like 2 or 3 seconds of strong continuity as that mindfulness returns. And that 2 or 3 seconds can be so powerful. It does not take hours of continuity to see deeply. It does take being aware when kind of having that kind of connection with mindfulness. So these little bursts of continuity can happen, maybe for just a few seconds. And in those few seconds, something very clear can be seen. Some deep understanding of unreliability or not self. And so the practice of cultivating this continuity of mindfulness can result in more extended periods of continuity. But also this practice will result perhaps even more frequently in these bursts of continuity. And not having judgment about the mindfulness having been lost or these gaps in mindfulness during the day helps us to land with these bursts when they happen. And they may happen following a period of non-mindfulness. So I think all of this is really an encouragement for curiosity, watching the mind, being interested in what happens in this being walking around on this planet. It's kind of amazing. Mm-hmm.